Welcome to Quickies.
It's a new day and you know what that means. It's time for Quickies brought to you by In.com. My name is Arjun and let's find out what is going around. Shahid Kapoor is always a treat to watch, and after Bati Gul Meter Chalu, he is coming back on the silver screen in and as Kabir Singh. The film is an official remake of the Telugu blockbuster Arjun Reddy. So far, the teaser and posters have garnered some significant amount of attention, and ever since, people have been waiting for the official trailer. Fortunately, the waiting will end at the beginning of next week on 13th May. This piece of information was shared by Shahid himself over Instagram, along with a new poster for the film. And the poster has only intensified the anticipation since it shows various avatars of his character. Apart from the classic Kabir Singh look bang in the middle, there is also him holding a dog, him chugging down a bottle of alcohol, him on the bike with the leading lady Kiara Advani, and lastly a still of his resting his head on Kiara's lap. Looks like we can expect a memorable performance by him, and I say memorable because Shahid has proved his versatility time and time again, especially after a breathtaking performance in Heather. He really did get out of his comfort zone to play Kabir Singh, because in a recent interview with Mumbai Mirror he said, "I don't endorse smoking whatsoever, however the role required it as the protagonist has this angst and rage within him. It wasn't easy and it came to a point where I smoked almost 20 cigarettes a day. It would take me close to 2 hours to freshen up before I returned home to my children." So there you have it, directed by Sandeep Vanga. The film is slated to release on June 21st, but before that, stay tuned for the trailer. Remember when Sonam Kapoor got married? No? Well, it was exactly a year ago. Time really does fly by, right? Anyway, Sonam Kapoor and her better half Anand Ahuja are celebrating their wedding anniversary today, and Anand seems to be cherishing the past year of bliss and his gorgeous wife and all those cool shoes they've shopped for together. If you've been following him on Instagram, you would know that he has already shared a bunch of shoofies, which is not the same as selfies, mind you, over his IG stories. But today he dedicated a post to Sonam by clicking yet another shoofie, which has the coupled shoes and rings in the picture. He also wrote a romantic long note for his wife, and the gist of it is, he thanked Sonam for being his life partner, best friend, and the one person who pushes him towards betterment. Isn't that sweet? Looks like their personal life is in par with their professional ones, and Sonam's clothing brand Resun, which she owns along with her sister Riya Kapoor, is doing great. And on the other hand, we have Anand running Bhane or Bhane. I'm sorry, I don't know how this brand is exactly pronounced, but it's an apparel brand for both men and women. These two are supremely supportive of each other, as Sonam was recently present at the Delhi store launch of Veg Non Veg, which is a multi-brand sneaker store owned by her hubby. Aren't they just like a match made in heaven? Well, here's wishing them a happy anniversary and hoping to see many more shoofies. Last night was undoubtedly Liverpool's night after they made a spectacular comeback to the Champions League and knocked out Barcelona while doing so. And what made it even more insane than it already was is that it was a clean sheet victory. The final score was 4-0. And after last week when Barcelona bagged a 3-0 victory at home, this was definitely unexpected. Despite Mohamed Salah and Roberto Firmino's injury and stepping off field, Liverpool managed to net 4 goals. And this win made Liverpool's manager Jurgen Klopp call his side mentality giants. And naturally, the Barcelona camp had a very gloomy vibe going on, which was evident in the pictures that followed the match. In fact, Messi had to immediately walk through a dope test, and it took so long that the team bus left for the airport, leaving him behind at Anfield. It just wasn't that day, and Barca's midfielder Sergio Busquets acknowledged this through an apology by saying, "They have been better than us, I apologize. After what happened in Rome, this happened again. It's tough to go out like this after the first leg result. Liverpool has been smarter than us, they were faster. I think we had chances to score the goal we needed, but it wasn't meant to be today." And this was reported by Metro UK. And Twitter being Twitter turned into a meme factory post the match. You can check out some of the best ones on in.com, or you can just head to Twitter and search for hashtag Liverpool Barcelona, or simply hashtag LIVPAR. This year, the Lok Sabha elections are absolutely fascinating, and what makes this election season even more intriguing is how involved the celebrities of the film industry are, contesting, campaigning, and whatnot. The fifth phase is officially over, and with just three more phases remaining, there is some intense campaigning in play. Just a few hours ago, actor Swara Bhaskar, who happens to be a vocal critic of the BJP government, was seen campaigning in New Delhi for Aam Aadmi Party candidate Atishi Marleen, who is contesting against debutant politician and star cricketer Gautam Gambhir. And it's just not Atishi, but Swara has also been actively supporting various opposition candidates from AAP and Left Front on social media as well. In fact, CPI candidates Kanhaiya Kumar and Amra Ram were also endorsed by her. But looks like Kanhaiya Kumar seems to have quite a bit of the star power on his side, since he received prominent support from the likes of Javed Akhtar, Shabana Azmi and Prakash Raj. While Javed Akhtar was recently addressing a packed gathering in Begursarai, Prakash Raj was seen in Delhi campaigning for AAP candidates Atishi Marlena, Brijesh Goyal and Delhi's Chief Minister Arvind Kejriwal. Apart from all these known personalities, veteran actor Dharmendra has two BJP candidates from his family. While his wife Hema Malini is hoping to get re-elected from the Mathura constituency, his son Sunny Deol is a new member contesting from Punjab's Gurdaspur. This is a massive moment for Dharmendra as he shares an old association with BJP and also happens to be a huge admirer of late leader Atal Bihari Vajpayee. Speaking of old association with BJP, actor-turned-politician Shatrughan Sinha moved to Congress recently and his wife Poonam Sinha has joined the Samajwadi Party and contesting from Lucknow, where her daughter Sonakshi Sinha was seen recently campaigning for her mother. Man, with so much going around, it all seems really overwhelming, but having said that, on 23rd May, the country will have a revised government when the results come out. Have you ever heard of Hiroshini Komali? If your answer is no, then let me tell you who she is. In Andhra Pradesh and Telangana, her shows are a rage because she happens to be a very popular mimicry artist. And along with her youngest sister, Devarshini, the two have performed many mimicry shows and are called the Komali sisters. Hiroshini has also made her film debut in NTR Kathanayakudu's as NTR youngest daughter Uma Maheshwari. And now she is all set to enter Tamil cinema as well with the film titled Uthran, which is a campus love story and directed by Raja Gajini. Reportedly, she is going to be playing the role of a police officer's daughter. Apart from her, a popular model named Roshan is also going to be making his debut as a hero in the same film. According to the director, the film has a social message that the audience can take home. And when he was asked about the reason for picking this theme for the film, he said, "Romance and campus love stories will always be loved by viewers if narrated properly. Such films will be liked by the audiences, unmindful of the age, as there would be many aspects that are relatable to people. My film, Uthran, will surely give a nostalgic feel to my audiences." And that's all the news on Uthran for now.
The Quickies on in.com.